Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob G, not Rob P, our man Rob Guerra. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. Rob G, tell them where you're at, because I don't follow you. I don't know your handle.
Wow. That is messed up, man. I am at the producer RG on Twitter. Same thing on Instagram, but if you request me, I'm going to block you. So just
oh, look
FYI.
At you. Oh, nah, no, you know, I Rob G is one of my favorite follows. I always catch your little Instagram stories and all that with pretty little Aria.
Thank you. You also see my
after her mom. Thank you.
Right. You also see all my Las Vegas shameless promotion.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, on Instagram. I mean, look, I get it. You like the movie.
I love the movie.
I didn't see it, but I guess, okay, it was fine, I'm sure. Best movie ever made. Slow down, my man.
Chris,
that's embarrassing.
There's more star power in that movie with De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline, and Michael Douglas
every single one of them is washed up.
Wow!
That's like grabbing...
That's what they say about the Odd Couple, but I try to stop that.
That's like if you had a basketball team of Magic, Kareem, Shaq, Jordan, and Bird right now. Right now!
No, it's not.
Because that's what the equivalent of those dudes doing that movie was.
Chris, you say what you want about me and my takes, but you leave Las Vegas out of this, all right?
Well, speaking of takes, we got Antonio Daniels joining us at the bottom of this hour. And I know something about you, Rob G, that the listeners don't know. And I'm going to spill the beans. Because it's going to help me in this next discussion.
All right.
We all know that Rob Parker is a Tom Brady hater, but our listeners probably don't know that Rob Guerra, Rob G, is just as much of a Brady hater.
Sound the alarm.
As Rob Parker is.
Wow.
You don't do it with the music. You don't do it with the long hot takes and, you know, you don't do it with all the pomp and circumstance of Rob Parker, but
I'm
you
the
do
poo-poo
it.
King.
You hate him. And they're going to all see it. You're about to be exposed in your next take in this discussion.
Oh,
but
man.
Tom Brady was on with Jim Gray. He goes on this radio show with Jim Gray, his friend from Sirius XM, and he says this.
And there's no better place for me to go than where I actually went was the Bucks. And
but you've caused a lot of intrigue with this, and everybody's guessing. Do you care to expose who it was you were talking about?
No, because there's private things for me that are going to remain, motivational for me. So they know who they are. I mean, they know that the teams.
You think they know?
Yeah, the teams know who were probably interested, and yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, everyone's got a choice to choose. You know, I think what you realize is that there's not as many smart people as you think. You know, it's just a reality. I think it'd be a no-brainer if you said, you know, hey, you got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you get a chance to have Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him. You know, no thanks. We're good. You know, I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, let me go show those teams what they're missing. And at the same time, let me go prove to the team that did bet on me and the team that really showed that they really wanted me and committed to me that I'm not going to let them down.
Wow.
What's the problem?
Wow.
Is there something wrong? My man saying he's motivated. How is that any different from the draft pick who hadn't done a thing and then finally has a good game, or I'll give him a good season. And then he's like, yeah, I'm keeping a list. The eight teams that passed on me. How's that any different?
Look, I don't got a problem with that part of the conversation. What I got a big problem with is him saying, oh, you're gonna pass up Wayne Gretzky? You're going to pass up Michael Jordan? Look, Look. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in NFL history. Okay.
Thank you. And what is Wayne Gretzky?
The greatest hockey player.
And what is Michael Jordan?
The greatest basketball player.
Okay. Okay. And the problem here's
the difference, though. At that point in time in his career, coming off that 2019 season in New England, Tom Brady was more like Michael Jordan with the Wizards than Michael Jordan with the Bulls. Okay. He was coming off arguably his worst season in a decade. Completion percentage, lowest since 2013. Passer rating, lowest since 2013. Passing yards per game and touchdown passes, lowest since 2006. And then in the playoffs, against a wildly average Tennessee Titans defense, Tom Brady, 20 of 37, 54%, 209 yards, no touchdowns, and the game-sealing pick six. So, yes, Tom Brady, for the totality of his career, he is the greatest quarterback. That's fine. You can wear it as long as you like, even if he did, you know, have some assistance getting those Super Bowls. At that point in time, in 2019, he was not all that in a bag of chips.
Stop.
There was no reason why teams should be bending over backwards saying, oh, please, Tom, please come to our team. Please, please, please.
Actually, there was. Actually, there was. And the proof is in the pudding. He led Tampa Bay to the Super Bowl. What more do you need? Those teams made mistakes, Rob G. See, here's the difference between Tampa Bay and look, they're not even a great organization. But Tampa Bay, Bruce Arians, they see most teams and most of the so-called experts who weren't feeling Brady anymore, who said all the things you just mouthed. They said it in the war room. They said it on the phone in their discussions, in their Zoom meetings. When they were discussing, should we go after Brady? They said exactly what you just said. Did you see that pick six? They weren't that good with Brady. Career worst season. But the astute ones, and apparently there was only one. Bruce Arians, what he saw was Tom Brady somehow, some way, led that nondescript, slow-footed cast of Patriots players to a 12-4 record. He said, this dude had nobody to throw to. He had nobody to run the ball and keep the defense off his back. Sony Michel, he's okay. James White, he's okay. And neither one of them averaged 4 yards a rush that year. They said he's throwing to guys like Rex Burkhead and Julian Edelman. Ain't no Hall of Famer. I don't care what you say. He's throwing to Philip Dorsett, Mohamed Sanu, who fell off as soon as he got to New England. Josh Gordon left him hanging. That's what they said. See? You got to look at the whole picture,
so
Rob
do you,
G.
Chris. You're
this
over here painting the picture.
You, don't step in the arena with
you're
me.
You're painting a picture that Tom Brady was responsible for this 12-4 record. Chris, do you not recall that through the first half of the season, the Patriots had the greatest defense in NFL history? Did you forget about that? Are you mad that I'm bringing facts to a feelings fight with you again? Come on now.
Don't
I mean,
try to
look.
Use my sayings look, against me.
Even with these Tampa Bay Bucks team that he went to this past season,
the one that was 7-9.
Yeah, people discounting them and the talent that they had because Jameis Winston was so bad. He was so bad that it made people forget, hey, you know what? This defense is really fast and aggressive. Hey, you know what? Mike Evans and Chris Godwin might be the best receiving tandem in football. And that was before they added Antonio Brown. Ronald Jones Jr. was a first-round running back before they got Leonard Fournette.
Why wasn't any other quarterback trying to get there? Why wasn't anybody else raving about, oh, my God, if they just get a quarterback?
Who was a free agent? How often do you see quarterbacks become free agents?
I'm just saying, never. Give the man his propers. They were. He took a 7-9 team. And you want to talk about the additions. Oh, he had Gronkowski. Gronkowski was retired making TV commercials. Oh, he had Antonio Brown. Nobody in the league wanted Antonio Brown.
Not because he couldn't play.
Oh, he had.
Not because he couldn't play.
He had Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette got cut by the worst team in the league. Give the man his props, Rob G.
I did give him his props. Did I not call him the greatest quarterback in NFL history?
That you did.
I did. Did I not call Michael Jordan the greatest basketball player? Look, yes. You can also admit that when he was in Washington, he was terrible. So you can also concede.
No, I won't admit that. I will not admit that.
You should admit that.
He was not Michael
Just because you call
Jordan.
Him every once in a while doesn't mean you can't be critical.
Time out. Michael Jordan. As a 39 and 40-year-old in Washington, was a legitimate all-star. Legit. I mean, yeah, of course he's going to make it because he's Michael Jordan.
But
look at the numbers. But look at the 20 points, 6 boards, 4 assists a game. Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston, Jerry Stackhouse scored more, but those are great years for them. Those are career-best years for guys like that.
Are you really throwing out Allen Houston and Latrell Sprewell as guys that are going to help your case?
No, yes. My point is at 40, at 40, Rob G, I'm in the minority. Well, maybe I'm not. I get it. It would have been great to end it with the pose, right? The jumper and the pose in Utah.
That would have been the best send-off in NBA history. Maybe even sports history.
When you really bring facts to the fight, Michael Jordan did nothing to diminish his legacy in Washington. Because what I saw was a 40-year-old who still was one of the best two guards in the league. Not the best. Couldn't lead a team to the playoffs. I give you all that. But still was balling and was a 44% shooter. Like, that's a Kobe Bryant, what he shot for his career. I mean, but anyway, we're talking about Tom Brady. Any player, Rob G, there is not an athlete on earth that Tom Brady will never be able to put his name in the same sentence with. I don't care if Brady's 87 years old. He will be able to put his name in the same sentence as any athlete on earth, and you know that.
All right. Look, man, I'm not going to diminish what Tom Brady has done in his career. I don't mean to, even if I don't like him. As a Raiders fan, I'm not allowed to like Tom Brady. But you have to acknowledge that these teams had good reason to not want him after that.
I can't say that. What did Bruce Arians see that nobody else saw?
That he was better than Jameis Winston.
So you say
then that's a very low bar.
Any quarterback that was better than Jameis Winston could have led them to the Super Bowl last year?
Any team. I don't know about Super Bowl, but
he beat Aaron freaking Rodgers.
He also threw
Rodgers
3 interceptions in the second half.
Yeah, but he also, Chris, you got to admit, he had a good game.
He had a good half. Tom Brady has.
Yeah, it was enough of a half to lead them to the victory.
Tom Brady has enough accolades and great moments and signature moments in his career that we don't need to go out of our way to pump up the things he does not do well and the times where, you know what, the defense carried him. You know what, if Aaron Rodgers,
it's a team game.
Aaron Rodgers lost that NFC championship more than Tom Brady won it.
Really?
Yes.
How?
Because he had every opportunity in the second half to retake the lead after those Tom Brady pick. Tom Brady pick. Tom Brady pick.
Was it the defense or was it Aaron Rodgers? Was it the Bucs defense making him struggle, or was it Aaron Rodgers?
It was the Bucs defense. But if we're going to compare quarterback to quarterback, if I'm going to say, did Tom Brady win or Aaron Rodgers lose, Aaron Rodgers lost it.
Tom Brady was spectacular in the first half. I get it. He struggled in the second half. But in the first half, that was enough. That was enough. See what I mean, America? Another hate. I just, y'all keep coming out here trying to battle me about Tom Brady, and y'all keep getting your feelings hurt. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. All right. Anyway, We got a lot to talk about, Rob G, and the fun has just begun. Mikey Williams, high school phenom, is about to be a wealthy man. Good or bad? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob G. All right, Rob G, and we touched on this when I spoke with Ephraim Salam. Mikey Williams, and those who really, really follow like the high school basketball scene, you know of this guy. He's what? He's going to be a junior, in high school. He's the seventh-ranked player in ESPN's top 100. As far as high school players
for class of 2023.
Yeah. So that's he's the seventh ranked junior. He will be a junior, rising junior. And he won't be eligible obviously for the NBA draft until 2024. So he's a ways away from the NBA, but he's not a ways away from making money. So with the name, image, likeness deal, he signed with XL Sports Management. That's an agency that represents NBA players. So he signed with them, and the vice president of XL said this. He says this deal, quote, will generate millions of dollars for this young man, for Mikey Williams. Mikey's relevance around his peers in the basketball community is off the charts, Davis said. He's one of the most relevant personalities in the basketball community. His digital and social following speak for themselves. He's a rare, one-of-a-kind athlete in this space. We're going to build out his national profile and take big swings. So again, he said this deal could generate, he said will generate millions of dollars for Mikey Williams, who's a high school basketball player. Rob G, any issues with this?
This is a tough conversation, Chris. This is a nuanced conversation because on one hand, I will never tell anybody to not get their money. Right. If someone is willing to pay you for your services and it's all above board and it's legal, get your paper. But in this situation, I have a little bit of trepidation, and it's because I don't know if this type of thing is good in the long term. Because like you said, Mikey Williams is a great player, but he's number seven in his class. So he's not the number one guy, not even the second guy. And the reason why he got chosen above somebody else, though, is because he has like 5 million followers on Instagram.
Right.
And one thing that being in media and knowing guys like you and Rob Parker is when you're in the public sphere like that, you know, social media can be a very dirty place.
Absolutely.
For as many people that like you and you know,
well,
you
more
have
more gonna hate on you.
Exactly. You have over 1 million followers, and I follow your mentions during the show. Maybe like 70% of them are negative of people just saying things about you. And
too
my
bad I don't look at them.
Yeah, exactly. my concern though is for a guy like Mike Williams, who's a young kid, and we've seen it with name, image, and likeness, is a lot of the people who are getting the biggest paydays are because of their social media following. So if you have other athletes coming up behind him who say, hey, if I get my followers up, maybe I can get a $1 million deal. I worry about the psyche of these kids thinking that social media dictates their worth.
Right.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, and that's been proven, right? There have been tests and surveys and things done to show that social, like there's a big problem with kids now having depression, suffering from anxiety issues, and they have, you know, connected a lot of it to social media. And it's been proven that when kids are off social media, they're happier than when they're on it. And look, you said it. The bottom line is that there are negatives that are going to come with this. Is the name, image, and likeness situation fair and good? Yes. I think it's the right thing to do. And we got to be honest. First of all, you've had teenage athletes in other sports, tennis players, gymnasts, in other sports who made millions of dollars as teenagers, right? And nobody had a problem with it. We've talked about this a long time. High school kids going straight to play pro baseball, and nobody cares. It's not an issue. All right, we've got child actors, child rappers and singers that make millions of dollars. Now, the fact is, some of them get jacked up. We know that, right? How many actors that were kid actors have jacked up lives as adults? Or rappers or singers? Or some of these tennis players and other athletes who were teenage superstars. So we can't just, you know, be worried about the basketball or the football players that are going to make all this money as teenagers. They're no different from the other athletes. So we got to take the good with the bad. Right. But there are potential negatives, and you said it. You talked about the social media impact, but there's also, and again, we mentioned it with Ephraim, you know, does a kid, some will, some won't, but does a kid stop working as hard? Now I'm making millions in high school. Am I as driven? I might even think I am, but I might not be. You know, do I get full of myself? And even you would say you have responsible parents. Like my parents would have taken a lot of that money and done, you know, put it away, put it in an annuity or whatever. You know, like they would have taken care of it. But what if you don't have, you know, two responsible parents or one responsible parent? And what if you're making so much more money than your parents that you start like, look, hold on. I'm putting the food on the table, right? You can't tell me nothing, Ma. You can't tell me nothing, Dad, Pops. Who the one putting the food on? Who bought you that car? You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Well, Chris,
and again,
you
got to let it go because it's a free world.
Right.
But there will be those situations.
Real quick, because I know we're up against it, but you could have the most responsible parents in the world, and if they understand, look, basketball is great, and we hope you get a college education. We hope you make it to the NBA. Chances are you probably won't because it's the numbers game. But this $1 million you're getting for this Instagram post, this is guaranteed. So let's focus more on growing this brand because we know it's there. Because this is here in front of us now, and that is down the road, which may or may not happen.
No, you're right. And here's the good. This is even if it goes wrong, this is one good thing. Now, certainly somebody could blow all their money. But even if the kid gets the big head, the kid stops working as hard and doesn't make it to the NBA. First of all, there are a lot of high school prodigies that don't make it anyway, right? Even before NIL, name, image, likeness. So it's always tough to predict a high school kid is going to be this or that. But there are those, let's say that happens to somebody. Even if that happens, now I might have a few million dollars from when I was the man, right, in high school. And so I'll be able to go to college if I need to, or at least have this money to live off of and then to make something out of, start a business, whatever it may be. So it's, I think overall, you guys know I like the name, image, likeness. But there also could be negative consequences in some of these cases. All right. We have Antonio Daniels coming up in a moment. We'll ask him about it as well. It's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hit it. You know who's on the other side when you hear this music. He's an NBA champion, a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
Chris Massard. How you doing, brother? You solo today, huh?
Say what?
You solo today, huh?
Yeah, man, I'm solo. Rob G is filling in, but he's not doing the interviews. But, yeah, man, Rob is on vacation. He's been taking a lot of days off lately. I don't know what's going on, but I hope he's having fun.
Yeah, he seems like that type.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, look, before we get to the NBA and the finals and what just happened, we were just talking. You probably heard of Mikey Williams, right, this sophomore. Now he's a rising junior. One of the top basketball players in the country, high school. Yeah, so he just signed Did you see the story where he just signed with XL and the agency, and they're saying the deal's going to be worth millions of dollars? This is all part of the new name, image, likeness deal. What are your thoughts about this? This is not the college kid. This is a high school kid making this kind of money.
I feel like with basketball, for whatever reason, you're not allowed to leverage your worth. Like, if you take this out of the basketball realm and we take it into an academic realm or into a tennis realm they're allowed to leverage their worth when they're this age. So why is it different for basketball? You know what I mean? If there's a guy that understands computers and he's an Apple expert and Apple decides to hire him at 15 years old or 16 years old, no one would get an eye at it. You know, so I don't understand why with basketball it's deemed as different for a young man or a young woman to leverage their worth. I'm all on board.
Nah, I'm with you. I'm with you. And we talked about that. We said exactly what you said. I mean, and you could go even into child actors, child rappers, child singers, you know, people like that. And there sometimes it goes awry, right? We all know the horror stories about some of these kids who were actors and how things turned out. So there might be some negative stories, too, in basketball. But the bottom line is, as you said, these kids are worth this type of money in a capitalistic society. So they should be able to get it.
Right, but Chris, you know what? Life is about decisions and consequences. You know, so you hear often when people are talking about the NBA draft and why they don't want to remove the one and done and allow kids to enter the NBA from high school. And the reason and rationale is because what if they don't make it? What if it's a bad decision?
Right,
well,
right.
You know what? That's life.
Right.
That's life. You know, life is about decisions and the consequences that come from those decisions. But I don't feel like we should be able to stop a child from, one, fulfilling his dream, and two, leveraging his worth.
Yep, I'm with you there. We agree on that. Okay, to the finals. Obviously, Giannis was tremendous. The Bucks, first championship in 50 years. What do you think about their chances of repeating? Now, Kevin Durant came out with the word dynasty. I don't know if he was joking, poking fun at him or what. But what do you think about their chances of going forward? I do like that Giannis, Drew Holiday, and several others probably mentioned we want more, right? We're going to do it again next year. Like, they were clearly talking about, we are not done. What do you think about their chances of, if not repeating, then, you know, winning multiple championships?
But here's the thing. They should think that way. Because now you have guys that understand how difficult it is to get there. When you bring in a Drew Holiday and you acquire a P.J. Tucker and a Brent Forbes and a Bobby Portis and a Jeff Teague, you are talking about guys that have been in different teams and in different locker rooms. So when you're the last team standing, when the year is over, that feeling that you get when those guys were on that bus today, where you realize all 29 other teams tried to be where you are and you're there, yeah, you should want more. You should want more. I completely understand that. But there's a flip side to this, though, Chris, and that flip side is some of these teams that will be the biggest competition for the Milwaukee Bucks, we all know that they weren't healthy this year.
Right.
And I think that even starting this upcoming season, I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks will be the favorite next year. Now, they'll be one of the favorites, but you have to take a long look at Brooklyn. You have to take a long look at the Lakers and what they look like if they acquire either Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook. So I get where Milwaukee's coming from. And they should think that way. They should want to accomplish more. They should have that Giannis Antetokounmpo mentality. But we also have to understand how much of a factor injuries were in this postseason.
You were with the Spurs. That's where you won your championship, 99. And you guys didn't repeat. And even though you left them, went to other teams, they never repeated. You know, all the championships, Duncan has five. They never repeated. How tough is it, and why is it so tough to repeat? And you guys were obviously a team that was serious. I don't imagine you guys got big-headed, but still, it's just tough to repeat.
Well, you know what, man? You think about the Spurs, right? And their 20 years of sustained success, Chris. They have never repeated.
Right.
So when I go back to 1999 and I think about the championship we won, it was my second year in the league. It was Tim's second year in the league. And I still say one of my biggest regrets of my NBA career was not embracing that championship. Mm. Because my thought at that time was, we'll be back next year. We're a better team. Tim is better. David's better. We got our whole core coming back. The thing that you don't take into consideration is what Brooklyn went through this year, what the Lakers went through this year, with injuries, free agency, with guys becoming complacent. So I never made it back again, Chris. So I made it to the NBA Finals in 1999, had a blessed 13-year career, and never made it back to the NBA Finals again. That's how hard it is to get back there. So does that's why when LeBron does something like makes it 8 years in a row,
right?
Man, that's so incredibly impressive.
Does that make it tougher? I mean, obviously you weren't a superstar, but, you know, even so, to get there your second year, win it, and then the rest of your career, you don't win it or don't get there. Does that make it tougher to handle the seasons where your team's just mediocre or even bad?
No, because you do – there's a reality to it. Like, you do understand how difficult it is to actually get there. And things have to go right. Like, there are breaks that work for and against every team. You know, there's a huge what-if at the end of every season. You know, if you're a Utah Jazz fan, what if Donovan Mitchell didn't get hurt? If you're a Clippers fan, what if Serge Ibaka and Kawhi Leonard didn't get hurt? And we talked about Brooklyn already. If you're Philly, you know, what if Joel? You know, it's always a what if after. But it also, like, now as an analyst, it helps me understand the other side of this and how difficult it actually is to get there. You think about Chris Paul. It took Chris Paul, as great as he is, 16 years.
Yep.
16 years to reach the NBA Finals. And that is not the first team, good team that he's played on.
Yep. All right. That's Antonio Daniels wisdom, brother. We appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. I don't know.
For
I don't
sure.
know if this
As
is
always,
the
Chris.
End.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I don't run things around here, but if we don't see you till next season or hear from you, man, have a great offseason and we'll be talking to you soon.
For sure. God bless you, brother. I'll talk to you soon, Chris.
Yep, you too, man. That's the great Antonio Daniels. All right, Jerry Jones, just lie right to your face. That's right, I said it. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, flanked by Rob G, not Rob P, Rob G. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a TV theme song Thursday. And Rob G, NFL training camp is right around the corner, and we are all hyped up and excited. And nobody is more excited than Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He thinks he's done everything. He thinks he's pushed all the right buttons to get his team back to the Super Bowl. He'll be 79 in October. And one of his last wishes is to win another Super Bowl. Here's what he said at training camp. I do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl. That's a fact. There's nothing in my mind that can have a higher priority than that. Rob G, you buying it?
No, he's lying. Wow. He's lying right to your face, Chris. If he was telling the truth, you know what he would do? If he's really willing to do anything, he'd relinquish that general manager role he's held for the past 25 years.
Ooh.
Because obviously it's not working. Okay? Now,
you think you got enough evidence?
Yes. And if you don't believe me, if you don't trust my opinion, here's some facts, okay? Of all the general managers in NFL history who have been with a single team for at least 10 years, which means if you're there for 10 years as GM, you had better be winning Super Bowls or you're a perennial contender or something like that, right? Because you know the NFL, it stands for not for long. Of all the general managers with 10 or more years experience, Jerry Jones has the second worst record all time, behind ahead of only Bengals Mike Brown.
Another guy related to ownership.
Exactly.
Wow. Look, you know what, man? I gotta give you props.
Yeah.
Because I've heard this. You've been on, this is now your third show hosting, co-hosting with me. And finally, you had a good take.
What?
Finally, what? You had a good take. I mean, you started off with the madness about Kawhi is
I'm glad you brought that up, Chris.
Nobody needs Kawhi.
I'm glad.
And then you went to the Tom Brady madness tonight. This is a good take. And I've heard a lot of pundits on all the networks, on all the radio shows, and I haven't heard one. Now, there are ones that talked about Jerry's bad record and he's not a good GM and all that. But you're the only one I've heard. Maybe there were others, but you're the only one I've heard say, well, Jerry, if you really are willing to do anything, I'd love for a reporter to ask him that question. Jerry, you said you're willing to do anything to win a Super Bowl, even step down as GM? Because before you were GM, y'all won 3 Super Bowls.
Yep.
Once you took over, you're 0-25, 0 for 25 years. You right, Rob G.
You know what's funny is that this has come up more than once. Like, this is not a novel concept that, hey, maybe he should relinquish GM duties.
Oh, yeah, no.
But
it's just playing off what he just said.
Exactly. That's but you thing. Know what's funny is you can even take that part off the table because we all agree that he wants to win. I'm not going to say he doesn't want to win. He's definitely investing into his team. He just wants to win on his terms. But
right.
To illustrate even further how much Jerry Jones is lying to us, and lying to the Cowboys faithful. About a year and a half ago, a reporter asked him, hey, Jerry, would you be willing to give up that Hall of Fame jacket you have for another Super Bowl? Nah, I ain't doing that.
So it's and I will say this. I don't blame him.
I don't either, but then don't say that you would do anything.
Don't make these statements.
Exactly.
Absolutely. 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 Now, let's get to it quick. What do you think? Look. The Cowboys, they're not winning this. They're not getting to the Super Bowl. I got Tampa Bay in the NFC.
Of course you do.
But I'm usually good at my picks. You know that in the NFL.
Right.
But they got to look, the NFC East is horrible again.
Yes.
Now I know Washington's okay, but you really counting on Ryan Fitzpatrick and Taylor Heineke? Okay. Good luck with that. So the Cowboys should win the NFC East. And Rob G, they only played 5 of their 17 games against teams that had winning records last year. And you know, look, I like Dak, but he struggles against good teams. But they ain't playing many good teams. They got Tampa, they got Kansas City, and they got 3 other good teams. So they should have a good record. They get into the playoffs. And once you're in the tournament, you take your chances. So it should be a better year, but no Super Bowl. Keep it locked. We got an hour left.